Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you here until 2 o'clock, right here on AM 1220, The Word. And our telephone lines are open. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the program here today. And let's go ahead and open our program here with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for watching over us. Thank you for the spring weather that we've been enjoying this past week. Just pray that you would bless now and use the program today for your glory. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody today. Help us to point people to Christ through the things that we talk about. And we just give you the thanks, the honor, and the glory for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you today. As I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, right there in northern Summit County, where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 cross. In fact, you can see the gates or the toll booths for the turnpike right outside of the meeting room window where we meet. And we meet there, of course, every Friday night from 7 until 9 p.m. for our Friday night Bible study. And then we're there on Sundays at 10 in the morning, our morning Bible study. Currently, we just started a study looking at the messianic prophecies in the Old Testament and their fulfillment in the person of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And then at 11 a.m., we're preaching through the book of Acts. And at 6 p.m., preaching through the book of Psalms. So I invite you to come out. If you've not got a church home or you're looking for a church home, perhaps you're in a church that does not preach the Bible, does not follow the Word of God, doesn't lift it up, we'd love to be a blessing and encouragement to you. And of course, if we're not able or you're not able to get to us, there are other churches in the area. I appreciate Pastor Lutz on the program before us, and then of course Pastor Rusnacko on the program after us. Excellent churches. Pastor Lutz at North Coast Baptist out in Lakewood, Ohio on the west side. And of course, Pastor Rusnacko at Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio on the east side. And then we're south down in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland. So also invite you to visit us at our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more about me, more about the program, more about our church. You can listen to past programs. You can also listen to our Sunday night programs there. Some people like our Sunday night programs, but it's on kind of late. It's on from 11 o'clock until midnight every Sunday night, and it's a live program as well, call-in question and answer format. And so you can find some of those there as well. You can also find a link to Garfield Heights at East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights on Turney Road. And I don't always mention them as much as I should probably on the Friday afternoon program, but you can find them at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road. Call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. Well, a number of things to talk about today. And if you're a Target shopper, probably some of the biggest things in the news today is that Target has announced that their bathrooms and their changing rooms are now going to be, what we would call it, gender neutral, or essentially if a woman identifies herself as a man, she can go to the men's changing rooms or to the men's restroom, or if a man identifies as a woman that day, he can go into the women's changing rooms or into the women's restroom at Target. That's their policy. And if you shop at Target and you're there in the store, you need to be aware of that. And we might talk about that a little bit more. We might talk about that perhaps on another program as well, and some related issues there. Excuse me. But as I said, it's a live program. You can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we have, I believe, Jeremiah calling in here this afternoon. Jeremiah, welcome to the program today.
Yeah, that going into, if you're a man, you're supposed to go into a man's bathroom. Yeah, that's just baloney, like my baloney sandwich I had for lunch.
Well, I think the easiest way to solve it might be that we should put signs up. On one restroom, we can just have XX, and on the other one, we can have XY. And whatever your chromosomal complement is, that's where you go. I know there's actually some very rare cases where it might be slightly different chromosomal complement, but those are few and far between. In fact, the whole transgender thing, if I can digress for just a minute, that we're having this forced on us with these transgender bathroom-friendly sort of nonsense that they're coming up with. It's estimated only about 700,000 transgendered in the United States, you know, less than 0.3% of the population. And for that, target is going to put at risk, or it certainly make uncomfortable, a huge, huge number of men and women. And I've always thought that if you're going to offend or upset somebody, no matter what you do, wouldn't it common sense tell us that you should try to upset or offend the least number of people? So why offend over 99.7% of the population so that you can cater to less than 0.3% of the population? Well, at any rate, go ahead.
Thank goodness I'm not one of those. God created me as a man, so.
Yeah.
The reason why I called is there's a prophecy video that I seen recently about President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're supposed to have respect for the government, which I do, and you're supposed to, but another pastor and another radio always puts them down, but you're not supposed to do that. But there's a video that I seen that about President Obama that there's a scar on his side of his head, and they think that he's had so many surgeries that there's an alien implanted in his head.
Well, yeah, as far as an alien implanted in his head, I will have to interject something there. The Bible tells us very clearly that the only types of sentient beings that God created are human beings and angelic beings, and the whole UFO thing, and I might do another program on this. I've done it on the past. In fact, at our webpage, livewithpastoral.com, you can see some programs on there that I have dealing with UFOs and aliens. But the vast number of supposed UFO sightings really are either just imagined or misunderstood or misinterpreted, but there is a percentage that isn't. And I've actually followed the UFO literature since I was probably about 12 years old. And as you look at it, there is a small percentage that's unexplained. And the best explanation from the biblical worldview, and it fits the secular worldview so well that many secular ufologists have even embraced it, though they don't like to publicly admit it, and that's that aliens are actually demonic entities. They're fallen angels masquerading as aliens. So just wanted to interject that there real quick.
That's what I was going to say. It's demons, not aliens.
Exactly, exactly.
But like I said, the videos, prophecy videos, thinking that Obama could be the Antichrist.
And, you know, we don't know who the Antichrist is going to be because, the Bible calls him the son of perdition, the Antichrist, the beast. Really, even the devil himself doesn't know when he's going to be able to bring the Antichrist to power. So for that reason, I think that the devil in every generation has probably one or more likely more candidates that he's busy grooming, that he's busy preparing so that he can bring them forward at the right moment. And I base that on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in verse, without reading the entire beginning there, but verse number 7 says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." And that's talking about what the devil is doing, trying to get ready to bring the Antichrist to power. He is working, and the spirit of Antichrist is in the world. But I interject that there again, Jeremiah, but go ahead again with telling about this video.
So should I just not believe that?
I'm not going to say that President Obama would not turn in to be the Antichrist, but I've seen people make that allegation about, I think, every president back to Jimmy Carter. I don't know if they made it about President Ford or President Nixon, but I've seen similar things made, cases made for all these different presidents, as well as for various prime ministers of the United Kingdom, various princes and kings in the aristocracy in Europe. And at some point, the devil is going to bring forward some individual who will become the Antichrist. And as far as that individual goes, they will not be revealed until just prior to the start of the 7-year tribulation period. He is going to, according to Daniel's prophecy in Daniel chapter 9, he's going to sign a treaty. I believe it'll be a treaty that brings peace of a sort to Israel in the Middle East there. And I have some thoughts about the conditions that'll cause that to happen. But when he signs that treaty, that appears to be when the 7-year tribulation period starts, and so that will not occur until after the what we call the rapture of the church, or the catching away of the believers to be caught up into heaven prior to the start of that. Personally, I think that President Obama, if he was in power, when the rapture takes place, that he very easily could be one of the rulers, because the Antichrist has 10 kings that rule over 10 regions or kingdoms of the world. And he's got roots, in the Roman Empire because of his mother's side of the family, most certainly. As to whether he is or isn't, that probably won't be known until after the rapture takes place.
Well, can't wait till the day happens. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate that, Jeremiah. Yeah, I appreciate that, and thanks for bringing that up, and thanks for your call. I appreciate that. And again, we see things like this, and I actually look at things like that periodically too, just to see what's out there. And we have to view these things through the lens of the Bible. The other day, I think it was last, I believe I referenced this last Friday, on last Friday's program. I know I mentioned it at church our Bible study last Friday night, and I believe I might have even talked about it on our Sunday night program. But in Acts chapter 7, or I'm sorry, chapter 17 here, let me get turned over here. And in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, this is one of my favorite passages. I have a lot of favorite passages. I can't sit there and say, this is my favorite passage. This is one of my favorites. I've always liked this passage because in Acts 17, verse 11, it says, talking about those in Berea, it says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so." And the point of this here, Paul commends them because they didn't simply accept what he said. They checked out what he said with the scriptures, and if it matched up with the scriptures, then they went with it. And that's the same thing with some of these things that we see. The internet is a wonderful tool. It's an absolutely amazing tool. If you're an infoholic and news junkie like I am, the internet is just the best thing that you can imagine. I can remember going to the library, and whenever I went to the library, you know, our library in Richfield was a very small library when I was growing up, and I would go in. It was an old building. It was the original Richfield Town Hall building, and you'd go in there, and I'd start looking at one book, and then I'd see another book, and then I would go from that book to another book. And as small as the library was at that time, I could be in there for a couple of hours just going from one book to another, looking at one thing and then another thing and browsing through the magazines. Now the library's even bigger. I go into the library sometimes, and I go to drop off a book, and I start looking at something, and before I know it, an hour or two's gone by, and I've just been looking at this and looking at that. And now, of course, with the internet, I find myself doing the same thing on the internet. I have to limit myself sometimes because it's so easy to find out information about things, and there's so much good information and good tools available through the internet. But at the same time, there's a lot of garbage out there. You know, not every book in the library is that reliable, that good. And certainly when you get to the internet, not everything you see on the internet is going to be that accurate, that reliable. And, you know, it's like the old saying, I saw it on the internet, so it has to be true. I saw a YouTube video, so it has to be true. And but when you see some of these things, like our caller Jeremiah had talking about this video and people purporting that some kind of alien technology has been implanted in somebody, and as a Bible-believing Christian, we have to take that back to the Word of God. We have to do what they did in Thessalonica, in Berea. We have to go back to the Scriptures. We have to weigh what we see, what we hear, what we read on the basis of God's Word. And say, well, you're being biased. Well, I'm being honest. I'm being honest about my bias. Everybody has a certain measure of bias. And the thing of it is, not everybody will admit it. I very readily admit my bias is influenced by the Word of God. I'm biased in the sense that I want things to line up with the Bible, and I'm going to look for ways to line things up with the Bible or judge things according to the Word of God. And I want to do what the Bereans did. I want to search the Scriptures daily whether these things are so. But some people, their bias is that the Bible can't be true. And so when they see things, they look at things and they say, this proves the Bible can't be true. This proves that I'm right and those Christians are wrong. I was talking with a friend of mine about the Druze religion yesterday, and it's interesting, like with many people in other religions, many of the Druze are biased against Christianity. And the reason is because they have been so persecuted by so-called Christians. And as we were talking, I pointed out that as a Baptist, I could say the same thing. Baptist forefathers were persecuted mercilessly as well by so-called Christians. And in fact, in the Council of Trent, which was held during the mid-1500s, the guy that was the president of the Council of Trent, he was Cardinal Hosius, he said, were it not that the Baptists had been grievously tormented and cut off with the knife during the past 1,200 years, they would swarm in greater numbers than all the reformers. And that one statement right there tells us that according to the Catholic Church, the Baptists go back at least as far back as the beginnings of the Catholic Church. Because if you subtract 1,200 from the 1500s, you know, that brings you back into the 300s. And then also that tells us that the Baptists, according to the Catholic Church at the Council of Trent, existed prior to the Reformation. But be that as it may, it also tells us that they were persecuted grievously, as he said, cut off with the knife. They were killed, they were drowned, they were burned, and even the Protestants did that to the Baptists when they came along. And so when we look at that, And I said, well, you know, the Druze should understand that it wasn't true Christians that were doing that. They were doing it under the banner of the Pope, not under the banner of the Bible. And that presents a problem, because when you talk to people in these various religions today and you say that you're a Christian, almost invariably they equate whatever you believe with some form of Catholicism. And in reality, Catholicism is an aberration. It's a perversion of Bible doctrines. And these people that went under the name of Christianity and persecuted and killed people during various attacks upon the Druze, upon the Baptists, upon the Muslims, upon the Jews, upon this group and that group, they did it supposedly in the name of Christ. And so now us as Baptists, we get lumped in with them. And then the revised history that came about at the beginning of the 20th century, trying to teach what had not been taught before, that the Baptists were Johnny-come-lately denomination that arose in the 1600s. Which, according to a Catholic council that was held in the mid 1500s, the Baptist had been around for over 1,200 years. So, according to the Bible, the Baptists have been around since the beginning of the church age, and that's because as Baptists we hold to the Word of God. If it doesn't correspond to the Word of God, we don't endorse it. And we accept it like those in Berea. We search the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. And digress into a little bit of church history there, but getting back to our caller's discussion about this YouTube video, when we see things like this purporting this person or that person to be the Antichrist. Like I said, could President Obama turn out to be the Antichrist? I suppose he could, but we don't know for sure that he will. And one could, people have made the case about various other people throughout history. I think they've made the case for Napoleon. They've made the case for Hitler. They've made the case for President Reagan, just on and on and on. But at some point in time, the Bible says the mystery of iniquity doth already work. It's working, but it's being prevented, because back there in 2 Thessalonians once more, it says that it's being withheld. And it's talking about the revelation of the Antichrist here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 6, and says, "And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time." So the revelation of the Antichrist is being withheld until after the rapture, the catching away of the believers. And at that time, the Antichrist will be revealed, and he will sign that covenant with the Jewish people, and the mystery of iniquity that is already working will be allowed to work and come to fruition at that time. Well, that's a great passage there, and in fact it says, "Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way," and that is the use of the word "let" in terms of hindering, not in terms of permitting there. And that's the Holy Spirit hindering the working of the mystery of iniquity through God's people, through the believers that are in the world. And when we're taken out of the world and the Holy Spirit in his current ministry is no longer hindering, the devil will be able to bring his man into power. The Antichrist will be revealed, and he will come to power, and the various things that will take place in the book of Revelation will be set in motion. But we as believers will be in heaven, and you can be there too if you'll trust Christ as your Savior. And that's why we urge people, trust Christ before it's too late. Thanks for listening. Join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.